Well, it's been a busy week for our Northern Missouri Congressman Sam Graves. He's been all over the district, 36 counties in his district, literally from river to river, from the Missouri to the Mississippi. And that kind of is a theme of this interview, because one of the big things that Congressman Graves talked about this week was the issue of the Missouri River. He talked about it with the Coalition to Protect the River, Farm Bureau, also some levees as well. Congressman, appreciate your help. You were in St. Joseph. You were also in other parts of North Missouri. What's your biggest takeaway from these meetings this week?
Well, the biggest thing is you know, people are just wanting to get back to normal. They're very frustrated. I'm very happy, of course, that the state of Missouri's opened back up and the governor chose to get the schools open back up. That folks are just, they're ready to get back to normal.
In terms of flooding, is that, and we talked about this the last time you and I did an interview, I believe it was Craig and Corning up in northwest Missouri. They still, parts of that were underwater, or under silt. Are those areas or any other areas still dealing with that? That's like from 500 days ago.
Yeah, the water's backed off now, and the good news is we didn't have a major event this year, but we've still got breaches in the levee. We're still going through the process of fixing those, but these are still very real issues for folks, on both the Mississippi River and the Missouri River. It's just not going away, and folks are vulnerable, and, you know, it just isn't good. It makes it very hard to go back in and try to rebuild your house or redo your house when you've got the opportunity that it could flood again.
Final question on that, and I'll ask another quick thing and let you go. In terms of your meetings, I know you met with Missouri Farm Bureau members in St. Joseph. You also met with the Coalition to Protect the Missouri River, a little bit of a different group. Are there issues they agree on? Did you see any similarities or hear any similarities between those groups?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, of course, the biggest thing that both groups understand is navigation and flood control should be the two most important issues. And, navigation is vitally important to folks that want to protect the river and to be able to use the river for commerce. And we're seeing a lot of opportunities, in St. Joseph and all along the river, for that matter, when it comes to, the barge traffic. So it's, very common themes there and it's something that's vitally important. We have to remember navigation and flood control are the two most important priorities.
Congressman, a final question for you, and I've seen some of the national outlets that have mentioned that you and the president, you and your party, in a way, differ on the issue of the post office, which is true. The president obviously has threatened to veto the post office bill. You voted for it. But in fairness, I think it's important to point out, I interviewed you 30 years ago when you were a state representative. You were talking about this very issue then, about the importance of the post office for rural Missouri. I think you told me 30 years ago, North Missouri has a huge elderly population. You told me that then. It still does today. It still does today, 30 years later.
Yeah, it absolutely does. And the post office is very important to all of my constituents, and particularly to senior citizens. I'm a big believer in six-day delivery and making sure that folks are able to get their prescriptions or whatever it is that is coming in the mail. And the post office is something that I work very hard to try to, figure out how to make it work and how to make it more efficient and how to make sure that it supports itself. And right now, that's a little bit of a problem, but it's something that I'm going to continue to work on.
And if the president were to veto that bill, you'd vote to override?
Well, that remains to be seen, to be quite honest with you. It would probably be the case, but there's a lot of water to cross underneath the bridge before then. It hasn't even gone to the Senate yet.
That's a good point. Exactly. And it may not. It may not. Congressman, I'm going to give you the final word. Is there anything you would like to add about the river, the mail, anything else you've been dealing with up in North Missouri, the weather? Feel free.
Well, this is, my opportunity during the month of August to get around to the district, and there is 36 counties, and so I've been working to get to every county and just get out there and listen to folks, and that's the way I serve best, is to hear everyone's thoughts and their ideas and their concerns and just always stay grounded. That's very important to me.